So the learning today should be discussed in English. My study of Chavruch and Elizabeth Shem Shinaryeh, as well as discuss for Shlema, for or discuss for an Ilan Neshama rather for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem Ben Zion, and it should be discussed for Shlema for Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malka Chaim Da Ben Menorach Lekan Leib Hashem the Rachon Abadati Ben Peril, as well as discuss for all those in the Makom Sakan in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we continue on the topic of Dibur. Mirtz Hashem will finish it after Pesach. So he's continuing with other items that are also for a person to do. So he says like this. Yesterday we talked about person not lauding himself, not taking credit for any avodas Hashem that he does for his learning. And here he says on page 517, "Acholek al Rabbi, someone who challenges his Rebbe, acholek al Shechina, it's equivalent of challenging the Shechina. Ha-Mitzrayim al Rabbi, if someone complains about his Rebbe, k'Mitzrayim al Shechina, it's like you're complaining about the Shechina." That we actually just had that in the daf, by the way, on Shabbos. Someone who disparages a Talmid Chacham with his words is worthwhile to be put into Cheirim. What type of behavior is considered being Mevazeh? Something as simple as referring to the Rabbanan and saying these Rabbanan, which is disrespectful. Somebody who glorifies himself at the expense of others has no share in Olam Haba. And what's more so is that it's very likely that he will never do tshuva because he thinks he did nothing wrong, but it's a very severe avera. So if you have someone who makes himself look good by putting other people down, for example, someone who says, you know, no one in shul talks. No one in shul is quiet during chazaras hashatz, but I'm quiet. Or someone who says, you know, people in shul are not kaveh itim, but I am. So you're trying to make yourself look good by putting down others. So that's what we're talking about. It's a very severe avera, but when you on the surface, it doesn't seem that bad because you're not stretching the truth. Everything you're saying is just you're portraying the truth, and it might talk be the truth. But it's very bad to put other people down. There's a cheirim that was put in place by earlier paiskim to speak badly about someone who was nifter. Hamegalisoid, also someone who reveals a secret. It's like he served idols. What does it mean, a secret? What makes something a secret? So he goes with one of the most liberal definitions of a secret, which is anytime you are given a piece of information and the person who told you it did not say you can share it, you're not allowed to share it. So regular conversation, and the person did not specifically tell you can share it, even though they didn't tell you that it's a secret, and even if it's a piece of information that's going to get out there, but still, it's still considered a secret. Even if you never specifically told him that it's a secret. It falls under the prohibition not to say it over. Somebody who says words of Torah, tefillah, and brachas in a silly way, in a degrading way. Regarding him, the pasuk says, I gave them chukim that they couldn't, that weren't good, and laws that they could not live by. So the pasuk here is lamenting the fact that we're despising Torah and Hashem by the way that we treat these various forms of serving Hashem. Now, continuing, if someone sings a pasuk in the Torah by way of a shira, vizimra, song, so you make words of Tanakh into a song, the Torah puts on a sackcloth and says, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your children have ignored my Kedusha, and instead they turn me into a song. Now, is this specifically talking about one part of Tanakh, or is this talking about all parts of Tanakh? He says, it's possible that Tehillim is not a problem, because Tehillim is intended to praise Hashem and to celebrate the greatness of Hashem. So if you do that by singing, so then you did nothing wrong, but obviously not to do it in a haphazard or a frivolous way. It's also to speak about things that are going to bring a person to fantasize about averus v'kishoy, and potentially to become worked up chas v'shalom. But snuim moishchem es yedem iludaber afilu b'devrei Torah b'prati dina ish v'isha. So when it comes to intimate matters between a husband and a wife, a sanua holds back from discussing it too much. So you have sugyas where you have, let's say, chasen classes, or you have, chazara on different halachas or hashkafa. You shouldn't be the type of person that's always interested in talking about that stuff, besides the fact that you're going to get a very bad reputation out there. People are going to think there's something wrong with you. But more so, it's not appropriate, because learning about that stuff is going to potentially bring a person to a herhurim. Now, I don't know how you're going to, how this stems with learning, a inyan, a topic, a sugya rather, in let's say Masechtas Ksuvos, Tchilas Biakaina, Saif Biakaina. You have a whole bunch of these sugyas which are technically can get very graphic, and yet we don't have an issue over there of learning it for weeks on end with Talmidim. But I can't explain to you why what's different about that than this. He says, "Umagam b'fnei Am Ha'aretz," especially in front of an Am Ha'aretz, "Dikla mecha sheyetze scharim b'fseidon." He's going to lose more than he's going to gain, because if you're in front of an Am Ha'aretz, so then the Am Ha'aretz is going to take more of the negative stuff. He's going to think about and fantasize about the averus, and he's not even going to get the benefit of the positive side of it, which is to learn it and to know halacha. Left lech lech amrina l'nazira, we tell a nazir, go away from a grave, from a vineyard, because he can't, we don't want him even near grapes. And that's the same idea, skar skar lekarma le'sikrav, go around, don't approach the vineyard. Essentially, we're warning someone to come into the vineyard, and similarly over here, we tell someone, stay away from certain types of topics. Let's do a couple more. As l'daba b'dvar ma'viyam l'day hira, rav v'kishoy chas v'shalom. I'm sorry, we just did that. Hashal mechaver v'shiyitin lo b'matana. Someone who requests that his friend give him something as a gift, he's a kli, some type of keli, or chefetz, or some item. So we're talking now about you go over to your friend and you pressure him. You pressure him to give you something. You pressure him to give you tickets to a game. You pressure him to give a gift, or to, he's giving out, let's say he's giving out invitations, and you make the guy feel bad and you make him invite you. You guilt the person into inviting you, as an example. He says, all of this is loisachmoid. And he says, and if he gives it to you because he's embarrassed to say no, and he does so against his will, it's not in his best interest. Now already you have a problem of gazel, what we call chamas, which is forcing someone to sell. You're going to pay them for it, but they're not interested in selling. So when you twist someone's arm, it could be social pressure that he's talking about now. Even social pressure, certainly if you do it physically and you force a guy to give money that he does, it's not in his best interest to give or he doesn't want to give, you're ayver on leisachmoid, and potentially even some avak of gezeil.